Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Thursday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. The weather seems to be holding off a little bit out there.
Yeah.
We'll jump in with Austin in just a second. Check out the weather for this evening, and also we'll look at the five-day forecast heading into the weekend for you. But first, let's check out three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the National Hurricane Center has issued a weather update for the Florida Panhandle. Heavy rain will continue through Saturday, delivering between 3 and 6 inches of rain. The disturbance is moving west-southwest into the north-central Gulf, bringing widespread showers and thunderstorms along the 10 freeway corridor. Panhandle beaches going to see moderate rip current risk today, high current risk tomorrow, falling back to moderate on Saturday.
And Florida's First District Court of Appeal ruled Wednesday in favor of the Escambia School Board after a four-year-old student choked on food while attending Sherwood Elementary School back in 2017. The decision ended a multi-year lawsuit between the student's parents and the county school system.
I'm sure this is story number three, by the way. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this as it goes along. A Seattle woman has sued the Blue Angels, claiming its jets traumatized her dying cat, Lauren Lombardi. Claimed the Blue Angels air shows over Seattle in August 2023 and 2024 put her cat under extreme distress. The lawsuit was filed against former Blue Angels commander Adam Bryan, Lieutenant Ben Bouchong, and an unnamed social media administrator of the team.
All right, just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, not too much going on the roads from what I can see. The last major spot we were really dealing with was Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon, but that has seemingly cleared up. If there's any issues that you're dealing with, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, tonight's low is going to be 78 with about a 60% chance of storms. That chance is going to increase to 80 for tomorrow, but luckily we're going to see the high be pretty tame as a result. Currently, Friday's high sitting just at 89 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
41-year-old Christine Harper facing federal charges relating to a fraudulent tax return scheme. The case was investigated by the IRS and the FBI. Harper was indicted for 20 counts of aiding or assisting in preparation of false tax returns and one count of identity theft. If convicted, she faces up to 65 years in prison.
And a selection committee has reduced a list of 17 applicants to 10 candidates for Century's next town administrator. One member on that committee, though, interim town manager Howard Brown, has mentioned that background and reference checks have not yet been conducted. A full breakdown of the candidates can be found at northescambia.com.
Okay, here's something you might want to take advantage of. I just wanted to make sure you were aware of this. Career Source Escarosa planning a construction trade fair. This happens next Thursday, that's July 31st, over at the PSC main campus. August brings the Honoring Our Heroes Career Fair to the Santa Rosa County Auditorium in Milton. And whether you're looking for a first job or changing careers, each event offers opportunities to connect with employers in a variety of industries.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Gulf World Marine Park in Bay County is for sale. The Dolphin Company listed the Panama City Beach property yesterday on LoopNet.com. The company has been having financial problems, and it was facing criticism after 5 dolphins died at the facility within 8 months. Since the last dolphin death 2 months ago, all animals were transferred and the park closed. Local outlets in the area report several offers have already been made, but because the company filed for bankruptcy, a judge will have to approve the sale.
617 News Radio 92.3. With hurricane season already underway, Miami has introduced new types of sandbags to help with preventing flooding. And this is a great idea. I want you to listen to it very closely. Here's Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell. She's down in Miami.
Nearly 2 months into the 2025 hurricane season, and Miami Beach is among coastal cities helping residents get a jump start to their hurricane preparation. The city handing out what they say is the modern take on the tried and true sandbag, a lightweight, flat bag that's filled with silica beads. The bag must be submerged in water for a few minutes to be activated and then grow to the size of the usual sandbag. Juan Mestas with the Miami Fire Department spoke with us about this change.
They'll stop water as much as a regular sandbag will. What we're looking at, the effectiveness is that they're light so that you can put them in place a lot easier.
In Miami Beach, Florida, Brandy Campbell, Fox Weather.
And social media buzzing over pictures and video of Chuck E. Cheese being arrested in Florida. Pictures show the pizza chain mascot in handcuffs while being led out by police as children in the background look on. Police are then seen in a video removing the head of the mascot outfit as the man stands next to the police car. Tallahassee PD said the man inside the costume was arrested on 3 felonies.
I have to laugh about that because it brings back memories. During a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans one year, one of our mascots at the radio station got into a fight with a parade goer. This parade goer was wailing on this mascot.
Good Lord. He was
beating the heck out of this costume character. That's what made me think about that. Brought chuckles to my life, let me tell you. Okay, it is 618, News Radio 92.3. A Florida man who disappeared last year while standing trial, he has been caught several states away. More from Grinnell Scott.
Christian Fisher was arrested in Louisiana, according to the sheriff's office in Hernando County, Florida. He went to trial in February of last year and showed up for the first day, but skipped the rest of the trial. He was found guilty in his absence of committing child sex crimes. As U.S. Marshals searched for him, they discovered he'd been in several states before heading to New Orleans. He was arrested there earlier this month walking his dog. He's awaiting extradition to Florida, where he will learn his sentence. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And an ex-Orlando official suing the city, claiming he was unfairly terminated. Manuel Navarro was a senior fire official with the Orlando FD. He says he was fired for speaking up about mistreatment and dangerous working conditions. The lawsuit alleges Navarro was terminated for standing up for what's right. The city says it let him go because his contract ended.
A bunch of shark bite victims met up at a Florida hospital. Very strange place to have a reunion. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
A number of shark attack victims, some still recovering from bites, gathered at St. Mary's Hospital in West Palm Beach, where they were originally treated following their attacks. Victim Bert Kurz remembers his shark bite.
Basically going to get right back on my board, and I kind of kicked my feet, and I thought I kicked something, and the shark actually was biting my foot.
Another man was bitten at Hollywood Beach in Florida just this past week and remains hospitalized. Despite the attention shark bites receive, they are still statistically rare. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with another check of your roads and weather, along with some hard-hitting national headlines for you, right here on News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things, like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
Small fixes to big upgrades. eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, David Bowie, Never Hurt Anybody. Thank you for playing that. That is a great track. News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. 6:23. Still no sign of massive layoffs in the latest job market reading. Jenny Casola has that story.
There was little change in the job market last week. New claims for unemployment benefits declined by 4,000 to 217,000, a sign that layoffs remain subdued. Economists were predicting a slight increase after a three-month low the previous week. Claims recently peaked at 250,000 in the first week of June. However, the trend of people staying on unemployment longer continues. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose by 4,000 to 1.9 million. Some economists have called it the no hire, no fire job market. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
6:24, News Radio 92.3. Let's take a look at the market numbers.
Another record day on Wall Street wasn't by much for the S&P 500, which closed up just 4 points. The NASDAQ rose 38, both calling it a day at all-time highs. The Dow fell 316 points. First-time jobless claims fell by 4,000 last week to 217,000. And since the weekly claims are a proxy for layoffs, that's a sign that employers are still reluctant to let staff go. Tesla's hit a speed bump. Deliveries of the EVs are down 13% from a year ago. CEO Elon Musk is still promising a lower-priced vehicle will roll off the assembly lines by year's end, and he's continuing to invest in robo-taxis. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
Okay, it is 6:25. Time to look at that weather and local traffic together. It's getting better, I would say, wouldn't you, Austin?
Yeah. It's looking pretty agreeable right now. Both the traffic and weather. Roads are looking pretty good. There's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, yeah, it's only 83 degrees. Going to be a low of 78. We do have about a 60% chance of showers this evening. Going to uptick to 80 tomorrow. But luckily, there's only about a high of 89 degrees as a result. So wear your sweaters.
Absolutely. You're right.
You're kind of layered up right now.
Well, you know, because the studio's sub-freezing. It is like, you know, people see me when I come out of here and I go into the stores. What are you all dressed like? You got your little...
Yeah.
Well, because it's so doggone cold in here. It's a cold environment. That's why we wear them. I'm not the only one. Let me just add that on there. Hey, a top Senate Democrat is urging the Trump administration to invest in modernization in the weather system of America. They need it. They need an upgraded system. Here's Very Ryan true. Schmelz.
Washington's Maria Cantwell is the top Senate Democrat on the committee that oversees natural disasters. Cantwell penning a letter to the Trump administration urging investments in modernization of the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, arguing, quote, providing Americans with more timely and accurate weather information can avoid billions in property losses and save lives. Cantwell offering a number of suggestions, including bipartisan legislation to expand forecasting research. The Trump administration has proposed a 27% reduction in NOAA's budget for the next fiscal year, but believes reforms to the agency will make it more efficient and less bureaucratic. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the Department of Justice suing NYC and Mayor Eric Adams over the city's migrant sanctuary policies. comes days after the shooting of an off-duty Border Patrol officer in the city by a suspect who was in the country illegally. The lawsuit says New York sanctuary laws violate the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, where federal laws override state laws when there is a conflict. This is the same DOJ that dropped corruption charges against Adams earlier this year.
It has been a very interesting week as the parade of former Biden administration officials, lawyers, things like that, under oath, failing to give any kind of response whatsoever under question. Well, one, it was a light spot today. Former Biden administration official Ron Klain appeared on Capitol Hill for the interview about Joe Biden and his mental state during his time in office. Ashley Hosning is on Capitol Hill with the latest on that investigation.
I'm told by both Democrats and Republicans that he is not pleading the fifth. He is talking, he is being cooperative, and that he's not evading questions, and that he has been seemingly sounding credible. They were asking him about those Hunter Biden claims that his father had been given Ambien, and that is the reason for his disastrous debate performance. The Oversight Committee chairman said that they were going to ask questions about that, particularly because Ron Klain was there with him, very close up and personal with President Biden during that debate prep. He definitely did not paint a very pretty picture of the president in this book, Uncharted, by Chris Whipple. In it, he said that Biden was exhausted and out of it.
And the feds are warning corporate America to do their due diligence to avoid worker fraud. Interim U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Janine Pirro, discussed a case Thursday involving an Arizona woman who helped hundreds of North Korean IT workers illegally get remote jobs at American companies. Pirro said Christina Chapman enabled the network of North Korean workers to generate $17 million in revenue that went back to North Korea, and went on to say it's time for businesses to verify their workers before the security of the country is compromised.
Well, Tallahassee was abuzz today. Officials from the Justice Department met with Ghislaine Maxwell while she's in prison over in Tallahassee, by the way.
20 years.
They were there to try and get more information on Jeffrey Epstein. David Spunt in Washington this afternoon filing this report.
It is quite unusual to have the Deputy Attorney General of the United States meet with someone who's behind bars for 20 years for sex trafficking, not to mention a high-profile prisoner like Ghislaine Maxwell. It's happening at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee. Now, this is not far from the prison where Maxwell is serving that 20-year sentence behind bars. What's being discussed, we don't quite know. The Justice Department not commenting about any of the details. Her attorney says she'll tell the truth, but the question has to be asked, is there a price? Is there a deal to be cut with the Justice Department? House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer issued a formal subpoena for her to testify in person in a deposition from prison regarding her role in Epstein's crimes and what she may know. She could take the Fifth Amendment and keep quiet. We'll see what happens there.
All right. And Columbia University agreeing to pay a $200 million fine to settle accusations by the Trump administration that they discriminated against Jewish students. Columbia does not admit wrongdoing as part of the deal, but the university will also get grant money back after it was terminated because of discrimination accusations during on-campus pro-Palestinian protests.
So thinking about buying or selling the home, here's your numbers you're going to need. Mortgage News Daily, average rate, 30-year fixed, 6.78. 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.04.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Legendary professional wrestler Hulk Hogan has died at the age of 71 after a call for cardiac arrest at his Clearwater, Florida home today. Born Terry Bollea, he made his Hulk Hogan character larger than life, transcending the sport and helping transform the WWF and WWE into an entertainment behemoth.
They'll be trying to drink their own sweat to survive, brother.
Hogan also had roles in movies plus his own reality show and later became a very vocal supporter of President Trump. President Trump paying a visit to the Federal Reserve as he criticizes its costly building renovation project and Fed Chief Jerome Powell. Trump had threatened to fire Powell for refusing to cut interest rates, but says he won't do that now.
To do that is a big move, and I just don't think it's necessary. And I believe that he's going to do the right thing.
Trump says he'll replace Powell when his term expires. America's listening to Fox News.
Hurricane season is here. It's time to make sure your Generac generator is in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today to schedule maintenance of your generator. With 5 certified Generac technicians on staff, they will make sure your generator is ready when you need it.
Need a new unit or a replacement?
Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric is a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical needs.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Join acupuncture and welders of Pensacola Monday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you won't want to miss. That's Monday at 10 a.m. with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the NHC has issued a weather update for the Florida Panhandle. Heavy rain will continue through Saturday, delivering between 3 and 6 inches. The disturbance is moving west-southwest into the north-central Gulf, bringing widespread showers and thunderstorms along the I-10 corridor. Panhandle beaches will see moderate rip current risks today. They'll rise for tomorrow, and then they'll fall back to moderate on Saturday.
Let's just say pop-up showers.
Sure.
Possibility of pop-up showers here. Story number two, Florida's First District Court of Appeal ruled Wednesday in favor of the Escambia School Board after a four-year-old student choked on food while attending Sherwood Elementary School. This was back in 2017. The decision ended a multi-year lawsuit between the student's parents and the county school system.
All right, and your third and final top story this afternoon. A Seattle woman has sued the Blue Angels, claiming its jets traumatized her dying cat. Lauren Lombardi claimed the Blue Angels air shows over Seattle in August of 23 and 24 put her cat under extreme distress. The lawsuit was filed against Blue Angels commander Adam Bryan, Lieutenant Ben Bouchong, and an unnamed social media administrator of the team.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Here's something you might want to look at next time you fly out of PLS. The TSA is creating dedicated security lines for families traveling at select U.S. airports. The initiative is part of the Families on the Fly campaign. This is to alleviate difficulties for families traveling. And boy, it is rough sometimes when you're bringing the kids along and trying to work it all out. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem also hinted that there may be an easing of rules surrounding the size of liquids that travelers can bring on those carry-on luggages. And I know the ladies are pretty happy about this, because they only allow 3 ounces of liquid when they do this. Try to put all that, you know, like hairspray and all these other items that you...
Cosmetics, yep.
Yeah, so... Maybe some good news heading your way.
And Fairhope residents are expressing concerns over flooding linked to ongoing construction in the Battle Trace subdivision. Homeowners report that heavy rains have led to significant flooding since tree clearing began behind their homes. As construction continues for the development, some residents are demanding better landscaping and preservation of larger trees, hoping to address the flooding issues before the upcoming municipal elections on August 26th.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Center field, heading for the seats, reaching them again. Fifth consecutive game with a Shohei home run.
The call on Sportsnet LA. Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani is red hot at the plate. With his solo blast in the first inning on Wednesday, he tied a Dodgers franchise record, homering in his fifth straight game, his 37th of the year, as the Dodgers beat the Minnesota Twins 4-3.
Elsewhere, several teams completed series sweeps yesterday. The New York Mets, the Houston Astros, the Texas Rangers, the Cleveland Guardians, and the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates' sweep came against the best team in baseball in the Detroit Tigers. It's been a roller coaster season for Pittsburgh. They are the first team to sweep the best team in the league and get swept by the worst team in the league in back-to-back series since the 1980 San Diego Padres. NFL news. The Green Bay Packers revealing Wednesday that their national revenue sharing from the previous fiscal year improved to $432.6 million. The Green Bay Packers are the only publicly owned team in the league and are therefore required to reveal their financial statement every year. It gives some insight as to how popular the NFL actually is, and crunching the numbers reveals that the league's 32 teams shared more than $13 billion in revenue last year. Some news out of training camps on Wednesday. Arizona Cardinals rookie defensive tackle Walter Nolan III will miss the start of training camp as he deals with a calf injury that he suffered while training in the offseason. Nolan was selected 16th overall in this year's draft. It's unclear how exactly he'll be out for. And Denver Broncos head coach Sean Payton revealed Wednesday that quarterback Bo Nix has been meeting with former quarterback Drew Brees in the offseason ahead of his sophomore campaign. Brees spent 15 of his 20 seasons playing for Payton as a member of the New Orleans Saints and is one of two QBs in NFL history to surpass 80,000 career passing yards. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Tony Genualdo.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and if you're the Buccaneers, or if you're a Buccaneers fan, you may remember this name. you may remember this name. Desmond Watson. He rose to fame at the University of Florida, number 21. Very big guy. Well, now this big guy has a big problem. Head coach Todd Bowles confirmed to the media on Thursday that Watson is on the non-football injury list. Due to his weight. The 464-pound defensive lineman, after joining as an undrafted free agent, he became the heaviest player ever to sign an NFL contract. Bowles said the team doesn't have a timetable on what they can get him down to. And, you know, Chris, you and I were talking about this earlier. It's great to see such a hefty player be such a big playmaker and everything. He became a fan favorite for the Gators. But if you are getting so big to where it's like you can't even play, that's a problem.
That's too much weight. Yeah. It just is just way too much weight. You and I were talking about this a couple of hours ago when we first started the show this afternoon about how important it is that the games have all the pieces in puzzle in terms of the event itself. In other words, you've got the concessions going. You've got the entertainment going. You've got right. The whole thing in place. Well, if you're heading up to Boston, things could be amiss this weekend. And simply because what's going on there, they're having a potential strike, a concessionaire strike. You know, and I mentioned to you the best place to sit at Fenway is in right field because that's where a lot of locals sit on that side. Right. And you will hear the cry of, hey, beer here. You know, that's a terrible New England accent. But and what I'm getting at here, you may not have, if you're going to Fenway this weekend, no opportunity to drink any beer here. there could be a strike up there this weekend. Here's Tony Genualdo.
Baseball fans heading to Boston's Fenway Park to see the Red Sox take on the Los Angeles Dodgers this weekend could be without concessions, as workers are threatening to strike on Friday if a new deal is not reached with food service company Aramark. Workers with the Unite Here Local 26 union, who handles events at both Fenway and the attached MGM Music Hall, are demanding better wages and protection from automation. In a statement, Aramark expressed disappointment in the union for setting a deadline for the strike, but says they are continuing to negotiate in good faith. The union is asking fans attending this weekend series to support workers by not purchasing any food or drinks inside of Fenway. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
And WNBA star Caitlin Clark and the rest of the Indiana Fever will be wearing Stranger Things-inspired jerseys in upcoming games. It's part of a collaboration with the Netflix show, which is launching its final season this fall. The show is set in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana, giving it a Hoosier State connection.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Elbert, Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Let's examine the pecking order of teams in the AFC East this year. The Bills are clearly the preeminent squad. I think the Patriots will be better than expected and will take over the number 2 spot in the AFC East, led by Drake May and Mike Vrabel. I don't trust Tyreek Hill this season, and it doesn't sound like Tua Tagovailoa does either, so put the Dolphins in the 3rd spot. And that leaves the Jets in the basement of the AFC East during Aaron Glenn's first season as the head coach of Gang Green. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Here's today's health news.
Well, the fertility rate in the U.S. has reached new lows, bringing up a bit of caution here. Sue Guzman has the report.
That's according to new federal data released Wednesday that said the rate in 2024 plummeted to its lowest level, with less than 1.6 children per woman. The report saying it's due in part to women waiting longer to have children or some never having children at all. The U.S. was once among only a few developed countries that ensured each generation had enough children to replace itself. President Trump has taken steps to increase falling birth rates, issuing an executive order expanding access to and reducing costs of in vitro fertilization. He's also called for so-called baby bonuses to encourage couples to have more children. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And a little more than half of adults admit that they've relieved themselves in a swimming pool. Now, Chris.
We've talked about it.
You got it. You got to have full disclosure with me now. Have you relieved yourself in a pool, sir?
No, and you know what? They don't swim in my toilet, so I'm not going to be in their pool.
Well, the numbers, about a little more than half of adults, that is, from a survey by the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance in an effort to promote pool safety. Now, you may think, yeah, urinating in a pool is gross. And it is.
But, it's a little bit tacky.
But not, yeah, it's a little bit unorthodox. But not because of the risk of getting sick from diseases or germs. It's actually very low. Instead, the reaction of urine with chlorine can create chemicals that make pool water more irritating.
Ah, now we know what the real problem is.
But the act itself is quite irritating,
yes,
as well.
Yes, it is. And it's tacky. A healthcare and insurance giant, United Healthcare is what we're talking about, confirms it is under investigation. Chris Foster has the story.
United Health Group says it reached out to the Justice Department. The Wall Street Journal had reported this month the company is under criminal investigation over Medicare billing practices. Earlier reporting, a civil fraud investigation dating back to at least last summer, with former employees having been questioned by prosecutors. United Health is the largest provider of Medicare Advantage plans, providing extra coverage with 8 million customers. The company says it started complying with criminal and civil requests from federal investigators and that it has full confidence in its billing practices. Chris Foster, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, looking at the roads here, it's been a very smooth sailing evening. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so. Roads looking clear from what I can see. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees here locally, low of 78 tonight. 60% chance of showers, going to increase to 80 tomorrow. But luckily, the high for your Friday is only going to sit at 89 degrees.
All right, we're going to transition from that weather story to a national snapshot here. Extreme heat continues for much of the U.S. as stormy weather drenches the Gulf Coast. Janice Dean, she makes her way in and has the forecast.
Over 100 million people are under heat advisories today, from the Central Plains to the Northeast, with high temperatures and humidity leading to dangerous conditions outside. Take all the necessary precautions, especially if you're vulnerable to heat-related illnesses. A disorganized system along the Gulf Coast will bring scattered storms with the risk of flooding, and some thunderstorms moving across the Central Plains, the Midwest, and the Great Lakes will bring potentially dangerous weather with hail, damaging winds, and flooding the next few days. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The IRS is cutting its workforce by 25%, nearly 6,000 employees losing their jobs since the Trump administration began reducing the size of the federal government. Grady Trimble, up there on Capitol Hill, has more on the story.
Even with that many fewer employees, the IRS is collecting hundreds of billions of dollars more in taxes this year compared to last. The IRS has cut around 26,000 jobs. That's just since February. And among the jobs that have been cut, 27% of the agency's tax examiners, those are the people who make sure individual filers and businesses comply with tax laws, and 26% of its revenue agents, the workers who perform audits. And yet, through June of this year, the government has collected $245 billion more than during the same time frame last year.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with the Dow falling more than 315 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both set fresh records, up slightly. U.S. President Donald Trump visiting the Federal Reserve today, and this marking the first time in nearly two decades that a sitting U.S. president made an official trip to the central bank. The visit was reportedly to coincide with the closing bell on Wall Street. Tesla shares falling 8% today after the company reported a second straight quarter of eroding sales. Elon Musk's EV maker reported a top and bottom line miss on second quarter results, noting that automotive revenue fell 16% year over year to $16.7 billion. Shares are down nearly 18% year to date. Crude oil futures for September are falling, currently sitting above $66 a barrel at $66.15. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, McDonald's wants to cash in on demand for cold beverages, making some changes over there at Mickey D's. Here's Jenny Casola.
Dirty sodas and flavored cold brews are coming to some McDonald's restaurants in September. Dirty sodas are spiked with dried fruit and flavored syrups. New options will include the strawberry watermelon refresher, Sprite Lunar Splash, Popping Tropic Refresher, along with creamy vanilla cold brews. McDonald's head of beverages and desserts, Charlie Neuberger, says the trends are being driven by Gen Z customers in their teens and 20s. Taco Bell and Wendy's are already selling flavored cold drinks. The new beverages will be tested at several hundred McDonald's locations in Wisconsin and Colorado. It'll also test some beverages internationally. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
I wonder how they pick those two states as a denominator for that product.
I don't know. Makes you think. What makes them so special?
Kind of makes me think about it. Kind of makes me think of what they're smoking up in New York City. Ooh. And where they're smoking in New York City. Because I bring this to your attention, Austin. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he wants to restrict where marijuana can be smoked in the city.
That's not a surprise, though.
Here's Grinnell. I was going to say something, but I'm not. Grinnell Scott.
Mayor Adams went on a New York Post podcast to say while marijuana is legal to buy in the city, he feels there should only be certain areas where people can light up.
Not throughout the entire street, because you still smell it everywhere.
He calls it a negative impact of the New York state cannabis law. If you ask New Yorkers, some aren't fans.
If I'm with my daughter, then yes, it absolutely bothers me because I don't want her to be exposed to it.
Others accept it.
It's one of the better smells, to be honest with you.
New York state law does not allow marijuana to be smoked in cars, restaurants, or on federal property. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
But you notice they never said it was okay in theaters. Mm. And I just told you, since the 70s, you can go into any New York theater.
Okay. Microsoft is detailing how Chinese hacking groups were responsible for exploiting vulnerabilities in its SharePoint servers. According to Microsoft, groups including Linen Typhoon, Violet Typhoon, and Storm 2603 have been exploiting vulnerabilities by allowing hackers to spoof authentication credentials and execute malicious code remotely. Attacks began as early as July 7th of this year and have already impacted over 400 agencies and businesses, with many of the victims located in the U.S.
Columbia University reaches a multi-million-dollar settlement with the Trump administration to restore federal funding. They need it. There's a lot of money on the line here. Here's Jared Halpern.
The Ivy League University will pay a $200 million fine over 3 years and codify new campus demonstration rules to settle an anti-discrimination investigation by the Education Department. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says the agreement is a recognition by Columbia's leadership of a problem on campus.
We're going to see action at Columbia, and I'm really pleased that we were able to come to this agreement
because I think the students there that are on campus now can feel safe.
Jewish students say they were harassed and threatened during pro-Palestinian protests and building takeovers following the October 7th attacks in Israel and war in Gaza. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Tesla earnings and revenue missed their target in the second quarter. The electric automaker on Wednesday reported revenue of $22.5 billion, below the $22.65 billion that was expected for them. That's a 12% drop over last year. The company did say that a more affordable model was still planned to go into production later this year. You heard us talk about that some earlier this afternoon. Speaking of the time, it's 6:52. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with a final check of the roads and weather and some pop culture notes to help ease you into this Thursday evening.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Walmart and Sam's Club.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Belcor Commercial, LLC, and Penair Credit Union. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Genuinely good news out of the city of Milton, where they have apparently solved their spray field problem, how to get the treated effluent out of the Blackwater River. Also, drama in Milton over apparent efforts to suppress the First Amendment, the ongoing saga of the Howard Steele protocols. And then a question about AI. Would it bother you if you discovered that your pastor was using AI to write sermons? Had a really good discussion about that. Listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
But you can tell right away.
All right, heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Looking at that weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we don't have much backups going on. If you are dealing with any issues wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, going to be a low of 78 tonight. But tomorrow, going to see the rainfall chances that we got this evening ticking up a bit. But the high is going to stay relatively docile, sitting only at around 89 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, San Diego's Comic-Con opens its doors this weekend. Makes me think about Pensacon coming up in 2026.
Right.
Michelle Polino has that story.
Comic-Con 2025 kicks off for 4 days of fandom, spanning TVs, movies, comics, and more. For the first time ever, Star Wars creator George Lucas will appear to unveil a sneak peek at the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art, set to open in L.A. next year. Joining him on the panel, Guillermo del Toro, visual designer Doug Chiang, and moderator Queen Latifah. On the TV side, fans can expect panels for Paramount Plus's Star Trek, Strange New Worlds, and Starfleet Academy. A revamped King of the Hill and new seasons of Peacemaker. Other highlights include Percy Jackson and the Olympians, Alien Earth, Interview with a Vampire, and more. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And this is not what I expected to read today. French President Emmanuel Macron suing right-wing podcaster Candace Owens for claiming his wife is a man. The lawsuit filed Wednesday alleges that Owens has waged a relentless year-long campaign of defamation against the Macrones. It also alleges that she sold merchandise promoting the claim and that they had asked her repeatedly to stop, only filing a lawsuit as a last resort. The Macrones are seeking punitive damages against Owens and her businesses for 22 counts of defamation.
Oh, my goodness. All right, get ready to dig into your wallet. That is, if you're looking to fetch memorabilia from Ozzy Osbourne. Chris DeMeo has that story.
A handful of items from the famed Black Sabbath frontman went up for auction after his death this week. They include signed guitars and custom costumes featuring his signature flair. The coveted memorabilia is expected to sell anywhere between $5,000 and $40,000. It'll be available for bidding through August 8th. The 76-year-old Osbourne died Tuesday after a battle with Parkinson's disease. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And rapper Glorilla facing felony drug charges in Georgia. According to reports from local news outlets, Glorilla-born Gloria Woods was arrested. I think it may be Gloria. I think that may be how it's pronounced, but whatever. She was arrested earlier this week after police found a significant... Stop laughing over there. She was arrested earlier this week after police found a significant amount of marijuana in her Metro Atlanta home while responding to reports of a burglary. While authorities acknowledge that Woods is a victim of a serious crime, they also said officers must continue to uphold and enforce the law in all aspects of the case.
Very nicely done. The White House responding after the airing of a Trump-themed episode of South Park. Oh, no, they killed Kenny. Michelle Plino has the details.
Donald Trump's White House is firing back after the South Park season premiere that portrayed the president stripping naked in a deep fake PSA, among other depictions, and suing those who speak out against him. In a statement to Variety, White House spokesperson Taylor Rogers blasted the show and its creators, saying the left's hypocrisy truly has no end. For years, they criticized South Park for offensive content, and now they're praising it. Rogers continued, just like the creators of South Park, the left has no authentic or original content, adding this show hasn't been relevant for over 20 years and is hanging on by a thread with uninspired ideas in a desperate attempt for attention. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, okay, Cardi B, you had to tell me who this was.
Female rapper.
Okay,
goes well with the Gloria story.
Okay, Cardi B has sued for assault and battery by a
Cardi
woman.
Cardi B is facing a new lawsuit.
Allegedly hit in a viral mic-throwing incident. Here's Michelle Polino.
He is facing a new lawsuit, this time for assault and battery over an incident at a Las Vegas show 2 years ago. A woman identified as Jane Doe claims the rapper hit her with a microphone during a performance at Dre's Beach Club. According to the suit, Cardi had encouraged fans to throw water on her to cool her off. But when Doe did, Cardi allegedly threw the mic at her. The same microphone was later auctioned for $99,000. A move, Doe says, made her emotional distress even worse. No criminal charges were filed at the time, and Cardi's reps have yet to comment. Video from the show captured Cardi telling the crowd to splash water on her, with the DJ urging fans to splash her down. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right. Congrats going out to Escambia Deputy Sergeant Chase Horn, who has been appointed by Governor DeSantis as one of seven new members sitting on Florida's Criminal Justice Standards and Training Commission. All right. Austin and I'll be back tomorrow at 4. You too. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.